I heard it said God moves on the water. Well, I have looked for him there. My thirst grows with his flood. Our kin homesteaded where desert met lake. The hills in the near distance wore blankets of pine. Patterns of aspen marked the water. Beyond them, the mountains stood blue on clear days and devoured the sun long before it left this world. From the home Paul built us, we couldn't see the lake, but we could see the willows along its edge, and we could hear the wingbeats of doves. Bison calves still wandered in with the heifers and arrowheads clung to their shafts. This autumn air delivers me there still. They arrived in 1864 by the deed I once held in my hand. Pa was fresh from the war, and on a horse he took off a Johnny Reb. Pa told us he was a Yankee sharpshooter through the first 2 years of that war. He come home after to his family and found his own father's grave, and his mother under the watch of a new man, and his kid brother dying of infection. He stayed until the brother passed, and then rode west. Pa killed many men. I know that for certain. But he wasn't the kind to talk of it. The stories he told of that war was his histories. If Pa ran the schools, pupils would memorize the names of each man killed on both sides. Ma was dark-skinned and Spanish-speaking. Her kin was at some point subjects of Spain, France, Mexico, and the United States by the time they was forced from their home by Sam Houston and Santa Anna, and the thousands of American settlers coming for what had been theirs. They fled the only direction without guns and come to settle in Kansas. Peaceful, land-rich Kansas. By the time Ma was of marrying age, the war was kicking and the raiders come from Missouri, and John Brown come from within. And soon it was bloody, torn to bits, Kansas. Her intended was shot one night for no good reason at all, and her brother who had joined the fighting returned ill of mind. Kansas wasn't Kansas no more. They rode on. She was 22 and walking with a load on her shoulders somewhere in the plains when she heard a horse gaining and turned to see Pa slowing on her. Of course, he wasn't Pa yet. He was a stranger who introduced himself as Milt Harney. She said folks called her Rosa, her mother's name. I don't know what she thought of him, but I know he memorized her details. There was sweat through her dress and flies so thick from the oxen she gave up waving them off. A rare sight, a shapely girl without child or man. To hear Pa tell it, there wasn't no west after he saw her, just the direction she was walking. He took up with the uncle and the leader of the clan. Traveling poor as they done was slow work. No riding for those with legs. Folks now talk like everybody rode west, but not many could afford a riding horse. So it was footwork and loads and dust so thick it turned your lungs to chalk. Pa had that horse, and her uncle must have been looking to slip out from under his burden. A week on, they was married by the book of a revivalist in a circle of wagons as a church. After crossing the divide, they broke off on their own for the valley that would become our home. A barrel of sugar by autumn, he promised her. Pa would be a cattleman, and to him that occupation promised wealth and maybe a mountain to name as his own. To start, he got homestead acres and unspoken grazing access to the nearby Indian lands. There was a lake, and the valley held its green long after the hills went to brown. When they arrived, she was already growing with child. Ma wept when she saw the valley. Cranes danced at sunrise, and wildflowers shone like embers in the grass. Here, no view reminded her of someone she had lost. Noah come along that autumn. Noah, my brother's name. Even now I turn and expect to see him riding hard for supper. How many times did I push back the cowhide flap and see him leading a string of dust down the valley? Never late for grub and never one to show up on a dry horse, that brother of mine. You knew him best, but you didn't know him then, before. Sure, you've heard the stories folks tell. They make him a killer and a hellion. Little children hear his name, Noah Harney, and they see men falling from stagecoaches and smoke rising from a barrel, and they think a man is made real by the violence he wields. Noah was a killer, that is certain. I ain't never been sure if he was right.